Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Mind Links. I know we have not been dropping episodes, we're focusing on just vibing, but we are back and we are here with a very important topic to share with you. And by the way, I'm not alone this time. I'm here with a special guest, and don't worry, you guys are going to enjoy whatever she has to offer right now. So what's your name? Please introduce yourself.
Hi guys, my name is Toby or Fejuro, and I'm really happy to be here actually.
Okay, so Toby,
you know, I've never done a podcast, so this is like so much fun for me.
That is going to be fun. Okay, so Toby, we actually, I don't think we should talk about the topic. I feel like, I don't know if I should say the topic now or should do affirmations. Okay, let's start with affirmations and we'll talk about the topic.
Go for it.
Okay, so am I starting the affirmations? You're the guest. You have to go for the affirmations.
So, like, if I have affirmations?
Yeah, go. Okay, you have to give up 5 affirmations and then I give, because you're the guest, you go first.
Okay, fine. But for my affirmations to make sense, it needs to be known that, okay, I am a believer in Christ.
Yes.
And so my affirmations reflect that.
Yes, this is a Christ Christ show.
love it. Okay, so the first thing I say is, I remind myself I am chosen, and that I am loved, and I am called by God. I remind myself that I am equipped with everything I need to do in the work for Christ, and that I walk in abundance, so that I do not lack anything.
She don't pass me over. Okay, this is not a competition. Okay, so my affirmations, I'm just going to say from the top of my head, I'm just going to focus my affirmation based on things that I'm praying for and looking forward to in my life. So I affirm that everything that I have been putting work to is surely going to come to pass, and I affirm that I'll be able to use my skills or whatever I create through my brands or my company, the way I speak with people, to help people and better their lives. I also affirm very seriously, this one from the bottom of my heart, that Nigeria, we live this part. I affirm a beautiful Nigeria, a peaceful Nigeria, where the common Nigerian, the Nigerian is, you know, just having a moment to just rest. Those people that have never been to the beach, because life is so stressful, I want them to go to the beach and just relax, because the canal for
poor
yes, let the poor breathe. That's my affirmation. And this also goes back to the previous topic, so if you've not watched that last episode, it's called How to Cope in a Difficult Nigeria, go check it out. So let's get into the topic
let's
of today
do it.
So today we're going to be talking about finding yourself after a toxic experience.
Oof.
Yeah, because you have to find yourself, basically. So find yourself after a toxic experience. That's what we'll be talking about. Find yourself after it, after a toxic experience. So Toby,
yeah,
for the people that don't know, let's actually start with toxic. What do you mean? What do we mean by toxic when we say toxic? Everybody, I'm hearing toxic. What is actual toxic?
Well,
toxicity.
I mean, I don't have the dictionary definition. When I think of toxic, I think of waste. I think of like
waste.
Yes.
Like
toxic waste. Mm-mm. Like the chemicals that are so dangerous that they are nuclear. They can burn off your body if you're not careful to touch them.
Yeah.
And I think it applies in the same way. These are people or situations or circumstances that are so dangerous that you have to keep as far away from them as possible. You know, radiation is so toxic that even if you're just in the vicinity of the radiation, that you just have it near you,
yeah,
can damage you for years.
Yeah, yeah.
It can create irreversible changes in your body.
Yeah.
That is toxic.
Okay. So from what she said, that's actually a very beautiful way to say it, especially the fact that just being near, not in the toxic waste, but just being around it can actually cause serious damage to you. Goes to show that you can actually be damaged even if you're not the person in the toxic situation.
Exactly.
You can be damaged through the toxicity the person has endured or has absorbed from another toxic situation on yourself. So this is why we are talking about toxicity, so that we can be able to find a way to find ourselves out of back when we leave a toxic situation, how we can bounce back. So my definition of toxic is yes, like she said, something that is very dangerous and damaging to yourself, and it's something that is very that everybody, no matter who you are, can experience or can be exposed to.
Amen to that.
Yes. Be like, be the baddest bitch or the savage. You can say, you can be the most savage person, I don't care. At the end of the day, you can still expose yourself to toxic situations.
Do you know that this is why cognitive dissonance exists, in the sense that when someone is in an abusive situation or relationship, they are not able to speak about it because they think, oh, for someone to be in a toxic or abusive situation, then they must have been like dumb or like susceptible or unintelligent.
Yes.
And so when they find themselves in that situation, their brain doesn't want to agree that, I'm not.
Yes. That's,
but it has nothing to do with intelligence.
Yes.
In any case, I'm not talking about anyone else but myself.
Exactly. Who else will we talk about other than ourselves? You're right. And I feel like that's one of the things that stop people from talking to somebody.
Yes.
And say, hi Toby, I just want to talk to you about my boyfriend. I just want to ask if this is normal. And just by even mustering the courage, to talk to somebody, it's like very difficult because we've associated, oh, they were able to play you, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes. Making it look like victims are like dumb.
Dummy, yes. Ah, guy, you're not a savage. I'm a savage. Whether you're a savage or not, you can find yourself in this compromising situation, and that's why we're talking about it. So the main topic of today is bouncing back from a toxic situation and finding yourself. Finding yourself is very important because, you know, for you to bounce back, you have to first of all find yourself. So we're going to talk about the steps to bouncing back. Okay, so I'm gonna, okay, are we gonna, how many steps are we gonna get? I think we should do 10.
Can I feel like get up to 10?
Yeah. I feel like,
okay, let's try. I mean, between the two of us, there should
the journey from hell, the pit, the hole, out of the hole and coming out of the one, that's just basically what I'm trying to say, like, you know, how you climb out and then continue your journey, because just like you're walking your journey, your life journey, and then just drop into a pit, and that's when you have encounter with the toxic person, and you climb out of it and continue your journey. So that's what I just described. So okay. Should I say the first one?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so the first one is realizing that you are in a toxic situation.
Oh my god, yes. I was in this phase of not knowing I was in a toxic situation for
denial.
Yes, but apart from even that, we rationalize it. We want to believe it's not true. We want to believe that the person we care about or the people we care about are not evil people trying to hurt us.
Yeah.
I mean, they are not evil people trying to hurt us, but then they are toxic.
Yeah.
Maybe it's from a hurt that they've experienced
in their
life.
Their coping styles.
Yeah. Yes, their coping mechanism is manipulation and, you know, deception, but in any case, it's hard to identify that, yes, I'm in that situation. I remember for months, I couldn't even talk to anyone about it. And then I mustered up all the courage I had to ask my sister, hey, I think there's something wrong. And I actually had to Google too. Like the symptoms. Like,
okay, shout out to Google.
Normal, like, right?
Google is not sponsoring.
Google helping you identify abuse.
Google saved me for my relationship. Continue, sorry.
No, please go ahead. Mm.
So yes. Yeah, when I was in my toxic relationship, I'm just going to give a little brief example of myself. When I was in my toxic relationship, I was in serious denial at first, because when you're madly in love with somebody, it's almost like you're blinded and you don't see the negative aspects of they have, and you might be, even sometimes it's very dangerous because you're going to start putting that blame on yourself. Maybe I'm overthinking it, and maybe it's not that deep.
Especially if the person is manipulative and makes you take all the blame for everything.
Yeah. And then you're like, maybe I'm just overthinking it. Maybe I actually really need to calm down.
Yes.
And all that.
Wow, it's like we all live the same life.
Yeah. Yeah, because we'll discuss that later. I don't want to digress, but what I'm trying to say is, I feel like it's the same experience, kind of like the same experiences, because human beings, we learn adaptation, like, let's say a manipulation.
From each other, from another person.
Yes, so it's like the same behavior. What has been done to us, that's what we repeat to others. So that's why him doing that to you or him doing that to me, I will have the same experience you had, because it's the same thing that was done the same manipulation tactic that was copied, that was given to
us. Please, let me clarify that it's not the same guy we're talking about.
No. Please.
Please, we are not sister wives.
That's a double toxic situation. No. Please, thank you for clarifying that. That's not different people. Same situation, by the way. Okay? That's the first step. The first step is to actually...
Acknowledge.
Recognize
is the first step.
Yeah.
I would say the second step is to acknowledge. Sometimes we recognize and we do not accept that it's there. That is where denial comes in.
Yeah.
That is where we're like, nah, it's not him. Yeah. You know, it can be.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, the other day I was drunk, so whatever.
Yeah, he doesn't mean it. He loves me. That's why he's beating me. He's gonna stop.
If he doesn't love me, why we apologize after?
Yes.
Yeah.
Stupid lies we tell ourselves.
Oh my god, it's crazy.
So, I mean, I can say it's stupid because I did that. I told myself such lies.
I did too.
Let's not even get into it tonight.
We're not going into the top details of being in a toxic situation, but we are going to go into the basic talking about how you can climb out of it. So, like I said, the first step is to recognize. The second step is acknowledge, as accept that it is actually true. Don't dwell in denial. Tell yourself that this is true. If you don't have the strength or the clarity to really, really open your eyes to it, you can also consult that. Like we're talking about Google.
Yes.
Step three. Ask Google.
Ask around. Talk to a trusted person.
Yeah. Is it normal for my boyfriend to walk over me when I'm rolling on the floor crying? No, it's not normal.
What? Did that happen to you?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so it was really toxic. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I actually had to download like an inventory to know if somebody is like a narcissist or toxic or something.
You did?
Yes, I did. Oh. And I would like take out anything that I see in him.
It's in your experience,
yes. And then I wanted to be fair to him and to say, well, he's not 100% a toxic person, but then maybe he's like, 57%, you know, so maybe he's not all bad.
That's
this was me not accepting that there was a problem.
Yeah.
I swear, if I had talked to someone about it, because like sometimes your friends who are not blinded by the love that you have for this person,
they can see it
from a mile stinking way.
You'll be warning, like, I don't like this your boyfriend.
Listen to your trusted friends.
Another thing is, you now start to turn on your friends because you're like, they're just jealous of me or something.
Yes. Or your boyfriend tries to turn your friend on you, and it's like, oh, you don't need those people. They don't care about you. They don't want you to be happy. Yes, they tell you they don't like the person. When the boyfriend and the best friend don't like each other, there is a problem. There is definitely a problem, and you need to like open your eyes and see it.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Yeah. So this is the fourth step, I think. Right?
I lost count.
So
first one is search for a problem. I think.
No, okay. First one is recognize
that there's a problem.
The second one is accept. The third one is to take another action to get more information, like research.
Yes.
Through asking family and friends or Googling it or ask ChatGPT in this era.
Please, so don't depend your whole life on ChatGPT.
Okay, so the thought I feel is start taking the action. Okay. Action can come in little actions, like little behaviors that you do.
What do you mean?
Like, for example, like take care of yourself. So you start with, so let's say I'm always crying. Let me use my situation for example.
Okay.
So I was always depressed.
We're
always arguing every day. Like there is no one whole week, we don't have one whole week of not arguing, of not having any, you know, disagreements. And it just was weighing on me, and I was so depressed. I was like, something is off. I don't feel like this is normal. So
listen to that instinct.
Yes.
The next one.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
No, listen to the instinct.
Should have been even first.
No, that's number. Sorry.
That should be your number.
That should be number one. Actually, yes. Listen to your instincts, then you then recognize, because you still be in denial.
Yes. And then you accept the recognition.
Yes. And then you start
researching.
And then you start taking steps. So little steps you can take is you have one?
No. I'm waiting for you.
Okay, little steps you can take is, for example, what I did was
I don't know if for you, for my little steps, I started to see a psychologist at the beginning.
That was a big step.
Oh, I guess that's a big one.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of needed it. Because like, I needed someone to tell me. So it was like I combined three steps all together. I combined the research. I combined talking to a trusted
person. Everything goes on at the same time, yes. By the way. It doesn't just stop after
one. I mean, it depends. Yeah. It could be like a combination of different steps at the same time for each person. But yeah, I guess they kind of all go on at the same time. It all intertwines
because even when you're in therapy, back of your brain, you're still in denial. Like, is it true that this?
Yes. You don't want to believe it.
Because of you being gaslit.
Yes. Oh my God, yes.
Yes, you've been gaslit so much that you don't even know
You don't know what is real or what is not.
Yeah.
And it just feels like you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. But take any step. Mm-hmm. Take a step. If you feel like you should have like a savings on the side that he doesn't know about,
that's a step.
That is a step.
Put money aside. If you guys are living together, start moving out slowly.
Yes.
You might not have the strength. See, this is just the beginning phase. You might not have the strength. But ending things is also a step. You know, when you are having an argument and it's for the first time, you say it's over and he's like, whoa, this girl is calling me. And you then come back again. By the way, those are little steps. Like,
yes,
your body is trying to escape that situation. It's just like you're in a bunny house.
Yeah, but like there's the trauma bond. Yeah, so you give yourself time. Bond.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the next one. Give yourself time.
Yeah. Be patient with yourself.
Yes, be patient with yourself. Like, that's better put that way.
Be patient with yourself. Because continue.
No, go ahead. Don't feel rushed.
Don't feel bad that you've not left already.
Yes. Yes, that happened to me, and I was feeling so bad about it, and I would research, and it says that people in abusive relationship try for up to 7 times to leave, like statistically,
more than
on the average.
Okay.
Yeah, that they try at least 7 times before they leave.
They break up.
Like, yes, they'll go, they'll come back, they'll leave, they'll come back, they'll leave, they come back.
It's toxic.
Yeah, because that's the thing, the nature of the abuse, the nature of the trauma, of the toxicity, the person makes you want to depend on them.
Yes, that's the point.
Makes you feel like you have no life other than them.
Yeah.
And then you start to believe that subconsciously.
Mm.
You can't leave, you can't quote unquote breathe without them. Mm. You're like, no, I need this person loved me. Mm-hmm. Maybe I was wrong. Oh, and I have the next one.
Yeah.
When you're trying to take these little steps to leave, do not focus only on the good memories, because when you leave, all you will think about is, well, it was good this time. Maybe, I mean, every couple fights, you know, it's
and also what you just said.
Yeah.
One dangerous thing that usually happens is your partner, your toxic partner, recreating those good times just to win you over.
Oh, that too. Yes. And then, beware of that.
And then you're thinking, oh, okay, I'm definitely crazy because,
I mean, how can someone love me this much? Look at this grand gesture.
Yeah, and then be like, I broke up. If you didn't love me, you run after me. If you didn't love me, you won't try to buy me all this thing or give me what I want. Oh my God. The moment you start to rebel against your slave master, your controller.
Because that's what it is. Yeah. That's what it is, girl.
They would start to give you more treats. Because why? They don't need
your submission.
Yeah. They need you. They don't need you to leave. They need you under them forever. So the moment you start to rebel against them, like it's just like the people rebelling against the government, they now give the people what they want so that you shut up from now. Do you understand? That's just it.
That is what it is.
So
it doesn't mean the government has changed. They just, you know, swept it under the rug. Happened to me similarly. I don't want to digress, but it happened to me in my last flight when I was coming to leaving Abuja. And then the flight was delayed. We're supposed to have the flight by like 9 a.m.
Mm.
We're supposed to have the flight by like 9 a.m. And then it was till maybe 6 p.m. before we actually took off.
Yeah.
And all the whole time they're like, oh, you know, there's a technical difficulty, we're checking the plane. This and that.
I was so scared.
Yes. And you know, it was like 3 p.m. and they were like, we were so angry. We're like, you told us 3:20 we would take off, even though you delayed our flight. No compensation, no food, nothing. And then they're like, okay, you know what we'll do? We'll let you board. We started boarding. And this was around 4:30.
But the plane was not even ready.
Yes. No, well, the plane was ready, but it wasn't going to take off. So we just boarded and we still stayed till the evening flight because they wanted to combine two flights to make.
So just wind you guys.
Yes. And they boarding, we're in the plane.
At least we are progressing.
There was no progress, girl.
Oh,
we were still in the same spot. Yes,
thank you. That's a beautiful
analogy. The only difference, we're waiting in the plane and not in the tarmac.
Yeah.
The inside place. The waiting room.
Is you're not crying.
Yes.
You're sitting down eating. He bought you shawarma, he bought you roses, he bought you a new bag, and then you're sitting inside the same toxic waste and you're eating this time around, you're not crying, you're eating shawarma. Still the same
thing.
And then eventually it goes back to divination. Anyways, so are we at the fifth or sixth?
No, we're like the eighth or seventh.
So we've already no, are you sure?
Yes, I must count.
Okay, so the
we're in the seventh. This is the seventh.
Okay, so the let's just say you have mustered the courage to finally take a big step to leave. Now this is how you find yourself again. You've left the toxic environment, you left the toxic person, you could not only be relationship, by the way,
even friendships,
family, work,
yes, anything. Oh my god, work.
You complain, you work, you complain about your work.
They give you some small salary increase. Yes, very tiny. Maybe they add like 2,000 to your monthly salary.
I have an example for this one.
Tell me.
So my best friend, his work does not favor him currently.
Yeah.
And he, shout out to his workplace, by the way. His work doesn't favor him. So he keep complaining that I worked a lot, but the salary is very low. They now said, oh, this is your internship period. After your internship period, we increase your salary to a certain amount. And we're like, okay, well, finally, we've ended the internship period.
Yeah.
We are now in the salary. We're waiting for the end of months because he was struggling, working so hard, but just not getting anything much.
Yeah.
So at the end of the month, he was giving less than what he was even getting the previous month.
What?
Yes. And
how's that?
Immediately, I particularly took his phone and started messaging HR immediately. Hi, I'm so sorry. This was not how much I'm supposed to collect this month. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. I said, oh, you know that last time you reported that because he gave me a computer for his work.
Yeah.
I said, oh, the audio of your computer was not working, so we use it to fix it. You don't have to salary. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Only in Nigeria you can see something like this. It's only in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Because what? I will sue you.
I can't sue anybody in Nigeria.
For your work tools that I'm using to do your own work.
I said,
not my personal work.
No. He said he's the one that damaged it, so he has to pay from salary. Anyways,
it's not possible.
So they said we deducted a certain amount, right? And I'm like, okay, even after the deduction of that amount, the salary still doesn't add up. And then, but I'm chatting like I'm using his phone.
Yeah.
And the HR announces, by the way, I sent a message. I was like, even after the deduction of that, the salary is still not meeting up. Where is the remaining money? And she was like, we did not say we are going to increase the salary in June. This is July, right? We're in July.
Yes.
Okay.
No, we're in June.
Okay. okay. We didn't say we're going to increase your salary in May. We said we're going to increase it in June, not May. First of all, gaslighting. And then.
Right.
And by the way, your salary is not XX amount. It is actually more than that, except you want us to reduce it to that amount. Manipulation. The salary we're planning on increasing you to is not XX amount.
Yeah, it's higher
than that.
It's
even higher than that, except you want us to reduce it to that. So you did not communicate with him to tell him. This is how much you're going to be earning. Nothing was told to him. What he was told was this amount, and that's where he got information from. Now you're using manipulation to allow just so he can stay working till the end of June. And I can't wait to see what's gonna happen because next week's
26.
I can't see what's gonna happen again because you know he needs to leave. So this is an example of a toxic situation. You get that? They will give you stipends just to keep you around and keep you enslaved. Okay, so have you mustered the courage to leave? This is how you then find yourself again. One of the major reasons why we find ourselves in situations that are harmful to us is not because we are dumb, and like she said earlier, we feel like we are dumb. No, it's because of how we learned how to love, or how we don't really know ourselves, and we know what society tells us, and we not take our time as we are growing to get to know ourselves. Because most people,
when a parent, who is supposed to teach you your self worth,
yes,
is the one that tells you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're just used to learning that's you. What your
value is. That's how I'm supposed to be loved. And after you do this seven step, you start to get to know yourself. Very little steps.
That's eight.
No, I'm describing seven. We've not gone to eight. I just give an example.
okay.
So.
I thought seven was not to focus on the good times.
No, that was six.
No, that was seven. I gave the last one.
Oh, okay.
So now we're in eight.
Eight. Okay, cool.
So eight is now figuring yourself out.
Okay, yes. Finding yourself. Sorry, I skipped. Okay, so finding yourself, there's something as little as taking yourself out. sometimes it's kind of deep. Some people don't spend time alone.
Solo dates. That's the problem a lot of people face. They don't know how to take time for themselves. They don't know how to be with themselves.
Know how, yeah.
They don't know how to be alone. And so they are always looking for a relationship because they feel like they need someone to be around them. They can't be by themselves. Oh no, they will. It's like how we're scared of the dark when we're kids. It's like how people are scared of being alone, and they never talk about it.
Yeah,
it's they know it in the back of their head, but they never talk about it,
and they don't have the strength to overcome that weakness.
It starts with one or two days. Start to learn your values. Start to love yourself. Yeah, and then buy something nice for yourself.
Yeah, and that's
self-care.
Yes, thank you. Self-care. Start, like she said, self-care. Self-care is excellent. You take yourself out. Find things that you like to do.
Yeah.
At first, it's going to be very boring because you're so used to being around people, and that's why you were, jumping back to your ex. Mm-hmm. You can't stay one day telling him, then I go out and apologize, like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. You're
not apologizing for standing up for yourself.
Toxic behavior.
Yeah.
Oh, so bad.
It's so crazy. So start taking care of yourself. Self-care, there's so many ways to take care of yourself. I don't know if I've done an episode on self-care, but maybe that will be coming up.
Yeah.
So self-care. So you're gonna give us 9.
Yes, number 9. Right. I was actually just waiting for you to land so I can say it. Okay. So number 9, and this is something that worked for me personally, it is to try new things. It is very important. While you're doing the self-care, yes, that's very important. But then challenge your brain. It's helpful too, because you need to think about the situation for you to get through it. Like, you need to go through it to get through it.
Yeah.
But you cannot dwell on it.
Yeah.
If that's all your thoughts are on the relationship, on how he hurt you, on how he's quote unquote loving you, then you're not going to move on. So what I did is I'd try to quote, not to distract myself, but to give myself new thoughts by trying something new.
New experiences.
So I went ziplining. I went to do the
bungee jumping
across the lake. I signed up for bungee jumping, but I didn't have money at the time.
I would never do bungee jumping in my life.
I would love to do it. I want to do skydiving as it is now. But in any case, I don't even know how to swim. And I went to do the thing that they pull you by the rope, the skiing, the water skiing.
Oh, wow.
I went to do it. It was so much fun.
Damn,
yeah, so I did it in the lake, but And then they pull you and it's so much pressure and it's like the water
flying.
It's so much fun. I want to do it again, but I'm scared.
What if you flip back?
Like, you fall in the water, but you're wearing a life vest.
So you.
It's better for beginners to start on their knees. So I didn't start on my feet. I started on my knees. But the point is, I fell in the water and then I couldn't swim. I was floating there like, Aled, help.
So the sharks only get legs. Not a big deal.
No, it's a lake.
No shark. Crocodile just gets
legs. Yeah, so try new things. I went to like different things. I went to a concert. I went to see Ed Sheeran in concert. I just did a lot of fun things that I wouldn't have otherwise done.
Yeah.
Because why not? You're finally free. Let yourself be free.
Yeah. Also, that's 9. 10. 10 has to be how to maintain that peace.
Oh, I have it.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know for you guys, but as I explained earlier, God has been my strength throughout this whole situation. Yeah. I know that I would have healed with anger. Yeah. I would have been hating this person in order to get over him. Yeah. And you know that, as it said, there's a thin line between love and hate.
Yes.
If you hate somebody, you it's not opposite of love. The opposite of love is apathy.
What does apathy mean?
Like, you don't have any feelings, you're indifferent. It's like, oh, okay.
Okay.
That is the opposite of love. Because hate is just as passionate, as strong as love is. The only difference is it's that you're obsessed with anger as opposed to be obsessed with feelings of pleasure.
Okay. So it's the same thing for this.
It's the same thing. Okay. So the other side of it.
Yeah, it's just this.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So it just takes one thing for you to flip back into that, love.
Yeah.
So for me, it was just depending on God, not letting myself look at it through anger, through hate, through
forgiving yourself.
Yes, forgiving myself. And forgiving him. It was a huge journey and I needed God, and I was like, you know what, God help me, I can't do this on my own, I need you. And every time I would think of all the negative thoughts, every time the horrible thoughts in my head would tell me I deserve this, that I get nothing better than this, this is the best I'll ever have, that I left him and this is the only man that will ever love me, and so lies of the devil, honestly.
Yeah.
And when all those thoughts will come, I'll just come to God and say, God, I don't know what to believe, but I want to believe you. Because you told me that it's not going to be like this.
Yes.
You see what I mean? Like, trusting in God's
word. Yeah. Keeping God beside you and trusting him all the time.
Yes, that should be number 10.
Yes, and don't forget that one thing about trusting in God is don't ever, as much as you can, try as much as you can to always remember that God already told you not to worry.
Yes.
So therefore you have to trust him. And yes, for those people that are not Christians, you are also loved.
Yeah.
How do we interpret this for you? Love yourself, treat your body like the temple of God, or deep to your body like gold, and not allow any negative thing come inside. And you, when I say negative things, I don't mean I not only mean, you know, associating with people that are going to give you toxic experiences. I also mean that anger you have towards that person, that hatred, that resentment, letting it go, letting it out of your system and letting it go. And I promise you are going to be the best version of yourself. And I'm very important. I wanted also add, catching yourself when you're about to go back to your old
bonus
office
points.
Catch yourself.
No, I almost fell. I'm
looking at
the toxicity.
This bad boy tattooing his eyes for long. Hey, Lord of God. Look away. But that's an example. Like, catching yourself when you are about to enter another toxic situation.
When you're about to repeat patterns.
Yes. The coping styles, catch yourself.
Yeah, if you don't heal from it, you're going to repeat it.
Yeah. And the more you practice stopping yourself, it starts to become a habit. And it starts to become something that you are now aware of 100%. And therefore, it's not even the cravings or the cravings for to do the bad, repeat the bad coping styles are no longer there anymore, because you'll be practicing it over and over again. Practice, keep practicing catching yourself. As you're about to fall, catch yourself. Hey, well, these people are about to not pay me the salary I claim for. They're trying to manipulate me again. I'm not going to allow them to take advantage of me. I have respect for myself. I'm not going to allow myself to put myself through this again, because I'm going to take care of myself. I don't want to be putting myself in a situation where I'm going to be starving, not going to take care of my needs anymore, and speak up for myself. So that's why when you do that. So that's all.
Yeah, for 10 steps plus one.
Plus one. And exactly 30 minutes plus one more minutes. So hope you guys enjoyed this. We're going to move to the last segment of the show, which is linking deep questions. We're going to be asking linking deep questions, and you know, maybe finding a way to connect with you through it, or even send a message through it. So stay tuned, please don't leave. So we are back, and we're going to be doing linking deep questions.
Let's do it.
See, we're full of energy all of a sudden. I'm going to be asking 5 questions and expressing how you feel about it. So let me start with one. Toby, how do you pick yourself up when you're having a bad day, or when you have a bad experience?
Am I supposed to answer this?
Yes.
I thought it was for them, not for us. How do I pick myself up?
Yeah.
Honestly, at the risk of sounding too religious, I would say God. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, he has become such a pillar for me.
Yeah.
Because I know where I was at when I was seeing psychologists, and no one could help me.
Yeah.
For 2 years, I was searching help everywhere. Mm. I would talk to friends, and everyone is like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But that's all they can say. They couldn't help me concretely. And then I just spoke to God. I just felt like warmth in my heart.
Yeah.
Love. I didn't have the solution immediately, but I just knew that it was going to be good.
Okay.
And it did turn out good.
Okay.
So for me, yeah.
So me, I just leave everything and just go out, take a break. I just take a break immediately. Because one of the things that caused me to be overwhelmed is to be stressed or have a bad day because I'm overwhelming myself. So I drop everything, and just sometimes when I'm on my laptop, I just leave and just leave and sleep. So that's one of the ways I
sleep, a movie. Yeah. Stuff like
when
that.
I wake up, I'm back. So
in the same vein, let me ask you.
Okay.
What are your coping mechanisms? Because I'm asking this because it's easy for us
negative
to
ones.
Everything. Because you adopted it's easy for ones. Us to say it's easy for us to say, so and so person hurt me, but like we are people. I don't mean me personally, but I know people who their coping mechanism is, well, this was relationship very toxic, let me go look for someone to just have on sex with. And you're hurting someone else, and you're hurting yourself too. So I mean, what are your coping mechanisms?
Oh, it's a deep one. Very toxic one I have is isolation. Immediately I go into my shell.
Oof, that's the worst.
I've done this all my life since I was a child, and I'm still trying to basically find a way out or find a replacement to the coping style. So what I do is that's for my negative coping style.
Yeah.
But now I'm replacing that coping behavior with talking and communicating about how I feel and asking the person, you know, just basically communication instead of that. Okay. So one question I have for you is, how do you snap out of anger? That's one of the biggest things as humans we struggle, because when you're angry in the moment, it's almost like you are blind and you can't really see your how do you cope with anger better in the moment? You're very boiling in anger right now, you're so upset, and instead of doing something that's you're going to regret later, what do you do to just, you know?
I think it's at this point that I would do what you did in the beginning, which is suspend everything.
Just
take a break.
Okay.
So if I haven't done, maybe if I haven't read a book or read my Bible or something, I would do it in that period. Or take a walk or like play some sport or just try a new activity again.
Okay.
But the point is, I'm not going to like dwell on the activity, because we see the thing is when we're angry and we do something, we tend to regret it.
Yes, immediately after.
Almost always. So I try to avoid doing anything, sleep on it, kind of, so to speak, metaphorically.
Mm.
It may be realistically, like you might actually go to bed, but the idea is don't do anything.
Just leave that vicinity.
Yes. Leave it.
Go for a walk.
Come back.
Come back
with a fresh mindset.
Yeah. Last question, I think.
Do you want me to take it?
Yeah.
I think that is the fourth one.
That's the fourth one. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have trusted people you can talk to? Like if you find yourself in an abusive situation, not you, or like just in general, maybe at work, or even in a relationship or in a family, who would you talk to?
My best friend. She's sick and tired of me by now. Trigon! It's fucked to Trigon.
Oh.
I tell him, that's not his name, Shalom. But I tell him, me, in fact, I don't even allow anything to even speak over immediately.
Oh,
imagine what happened.
So wait, what if you don't have a best friend? Because I mean, it's the case of some
myself,
of us here.
Before I talk to myself.
Like you just say the words out loud?
Okay, this is why.
Because like me, for a long time I couldn't socialize, I couldn't interact with people. Like I noticed it was because I moved a lot when I was a child, so I had trouble forming deeper relationships with people. And so when I was in a deep situation, I couldn't call anyone. I had a lot of conversational friends that, oh, there's this party, oh, I'm doing this thing, or oh, there's games, come. But I didn't have
this kind of friends.
So in that situation, imagine you're like me. What would you do?
I've been there. What I usually do is cry.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's very important to cry.
Yeah,
When I cry, I don't go to my notes. If I'm in a toxic relationship, I go to my notes, I go somewhere I write and write 10 horrible things, 10 things, negative things I have observed in this person, and I keep it and I put it as a screensaver.
And that is so deep. What I did was I would document my feelings because
that one too.
Because they used to gaslight me a lot and make me think what I felt was not true. So if I talk about it, you'll be like, no, that's not what happened. But I write it down and I locked the notes because he was always getting in my phone.
Whoa, that's toxic.
He knew my location. Girl, I was paranoid that he put a location on my tracker on my phone, like without me knowing, like all those hidden apps that you can't see the app on it.
How did he do that?
I don't know. I was worried. I was paranoid of that. Or maybe I wasn't paranoid. Maybe I had a
That's
reason
insane.
To be. Because now as I came here, you know, funny thing, I'm in Nigeria right now, so I don't have my foreign number. And somehow he called me on my Nigerian number.
So it's still not.
How do you know my number?
That's insane. That's insane.
Like, that is insane.
That's dangerous.
I know. But I mean, God is protecting me.
Yes, so God will protect you, but you have to protect yourself.
Of course, I'm not putting myself in any harm's way
dangerous.
Or anything.
That's a dangerous situation.
Yeah. Document your feelings. So that's it. Yeah.
Last question.
Go for it.
How?
Give it to us.
Last question is, steps or things that you are going to be doing for henceforth to keep yourself from exposing yourself to toxicity anymore?
First of all, do the deep work to heal. It is not in just saying, this is what I am doing anyways.
I have a better question.
Oh,
I'm sorry, I feel like this one is way better than
say.
How will you help somebody, or what would you advise somebody that is trying to get a closer relationship with God to help their situation?
Okay. Well, I mean, it starts with, do you actually believe that God exists and that God cares about you.
Yeah.
Because I personally, I didn't. I wouldn't even lie. I was born in a Christian home. I grew up knowing, quote unquote, knowing God. And I didn't, I mean, it got to a point where it was so bad and I was like, you know what? I have too many emotions in my head. I'm like, God, if you really love me, if you know, I was like, God, if you exist. I said that. Me that I was born like my whole life in the church. I said, God, if you exist, and if you truly love me, like all these people are saying God loves you, na-na-na-na-na, you know, if you really truly feel that way about me, then, you know, because this was at the phase when I couldn't talk about the abuse, where I was too ashamed or too closed off.
I get that.
Yeah, and I was like,
I know.
And I was like, God, please tell someone to make me talk, to push me to talk, because I couldn't do it on my own. Nor did I even know who to talk to. And you know the funny thing? It was in a church service. I prayed this prayer in my heart. I didn't even open my mouth. It was just like, ugh, there go again talking about God loving you. Then I said in my heart, God, if you truly love me, if you are existing, just help me.
Yeah.
And then after the service, this lady just came and she's like, hey, how are you?
Whoa.
And I'm like, I'm fine. And she's like, are you sure? I feel in my spirit that there's something.
Whoa.
And I'm like, no.
Whoa. For real?
Yeah.
For real?
Yes, for real, for real. I'm not even joking.
I was like, Bet. Okay, you. Easy, you. Go.
Like, I swear.
Yeah.
And she kept saying, are you sure? Because I'm really feeling that there's something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, no. You know, before me, hard guy, I was forming hard guy. No, at all.
I didn't say I'm fine.
Nothing. Me.
What's my number, though, if you need to talk to someone?
You know the funny thing? She didn't even just say, okay, bye, I'm going. No, okay, no problem. It's okay. You don't want to talk about it. She stood there for like 15, 20 minutes.
Bugging her.
It was bugging her. God was telling her, there's something here.
Push. Yeah.
And this is how. I know this is amazing. Thank you. Like, this is exactly how I felt. And so for anybody that wants to get close to God, oh, by the way, I shared with her, and even though we didn't have the solution immediately, God had already started working my
heart. Just
first of all, I already
clean up to her.
Thank you. Like, and even just from getting that answer, that just proves that God loved me, because that was the condition.
Yeah.
I said, if you love me, I did not say if you made me, if you care about me.
Yeah, I love
all the answer I needed to have. So I would say, if the person wants to get to know God, test him.
Yeah.
This is out of a sincere heart. This is not, so God used to do this. Okay, God, now I do my own.
Yeah.
No. This is out of, God, I am at my end. I'm willing
right now. Let me just see what you can do.
Yes, yeah. Please. If it's really true, I really want to believe that you're true. Show me.
Yeah.
You'll be surprised the work he will do. Yeah. Like, even in the Bible, there are people who put, like, this guy, Gideon, he put a bowl of water. Literally a bowl, and then on the grass, and he's like, God, if it's truly you that is saying this thing, let the bowl be filled with dew and all the grass around it be dry. And it happened.
Okay.
And he said, okay, let me try again one more time. This one is called a fleece and a wool method. He put animal fleece in the bowl and wanted it to be wet in the morning so that dew would have wet the fleece to put against God. Like, is any sign?
Who is this person? Gideon.
The next day, he now said, okay, no problem. He put the bowl with the fleece inside, another bowl and fleece again. And then he now said, okay, this time, let the grass around it be very wet with dew, but let the fleece be dry. You know that's impossible naturally. You know that in a foreign land, nobody cares about you so much to be sitting down for 20 minutes to be asking you, oh, yeah, talk now.
Because you didn't go to do experiments.
For free.
Yeah.
For free. Like, she had no reason for her to do that.
Yeah.
So that is exactly what it is. God says, test me. In a lot of things, he says, test me. Test me in this and see if I will not. So if it comes from a place of love, if it comes from a place of, I really want to believe, convince me, please. Trust me, you have nothing to lose. All you have to do is, the work you have to do is now get into that place where you actually want to be honest with God. It is not a trial, like, oh yeah, now prove it. You are God now. Be prove it.
And it's a journey. Don't see one thing. Yeah. That's going to happen overnight.
Take it easy.
That's amazing. Lastly, I'd like to, from what you said, I said mine was, okay, God, I'm ready.
Let's
start this journey. And that's what I said. And I started talking to him like he was literally my best friend. So when I come
back,
I'm taking off my bag and I'm telling God about my day.
Exactly.
And it helped me.
It does. It really does.
Isn't this kind of love that peace you feel?
Thank you. Happy. I feel genuinely warm. Gone. Thank you. I haven't been depressed. I used to be like depression. Almost bipolar. I used to be depressed at least twice every month when I was growing up, up until like my adulthood, up until last year. And then I made this prayer last year. And since I made this prayer, not once have I actually been depressed.
Okay.
I've had a heartbreak since then.
Yeah.
I've been trying to heal from it, but I was not depressed. Like, my mood was not fluctuating. I did not feel hopeless.
You feel like somebody's, you're not alone.
You're not alone. Thank you. It's like when you're, You're in a plane and then your best friend is there, you can lie on their shoulder and cry on them.
You can trust
everything, and then this person actually has control over everything.
Yeah.
What greater privilege?
No greater privilege. Thank you, Toby.
Thank you.
This has just been one of the best. You asked me one of my favorites, and this has been, I'm serious. I'm very serious.
After this, I'm gonna hug you.
This has been my favorite because I like how everybody, how you really spoke and how we really communicated our message and clearly to people so they can even understand us. Sorry, we need to speak pidgin this time around.
Next time we'll
speak pidgin for those women that don't understand.
Pidgin with the talk for this podcast.
For those women that are in toxic marriages, you need to also listen to this. So thank you, Toby. This brings us to the end. Oh, by the way, Toby, talk about yourself and what you do.
That's a tough question. I do my best
in life.
No. So hi, I'm Toby Fejiro Agni. I am, what am I? I'm a child of God primarily. No, I'm a master's student in economics and psychology. I have a lot of experience in human resources and in psychology, I guess, but I haven't done it clinically. So yeah, I'm just like a kind of a wannabe. I'm working towards being a consultant for people. So being like a doctor for the companies and for...
Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing. That's amazing. That's Toby. She's an amazing, very highly intelligent and highly talented and highly hyperactive
person.
But that's her strength. That's one of her strengths. So we thank God for bringing you here today. Thank you for this episode. Bye, guys. And remember to follow Mind Links. Listen to Mind Links on the Dish Talk Show, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and so many other platforms. Just click the link in the bio to see all the platforms you can listen to this podcast on. I mean, if you're hearing this, you don't even need this message, but follow the Dish Talk Show on Instagram at the Dish Talk Show and also Twitter. Thank you for listening. You are loved.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Stay tuned for more amazing and inspiring episodes in the future. Thank you for listening. Thank you.